6. Let's then listen to the words of Paul saying that we must stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Let's picture this court of justice and imagine that it's happening right now and we are being accounted for, because I'm going to speak more broadly about it. As Paul was discussing affliction, he didn't want to distress them again, didn't delve into it. He briefly emphasized its severity by saying, "Each one shall receive according to what he has done," and swiftly moved on. So let's picture the judgment happening right now, and each one of us settles with our own conscience. Let's believe the judge is already here, revealing and presenting everything, because we'll not only stand, but also be exposed. Don't you feel embarrassed? Aren't you astonished? But if now, when the actual event isn't unfolding, but merely assumed or envisioned in our thoughts, if now we wither due to our guilt-stricken conscience, then what'll we do when it arrives? When everyone is there, angels and archangels, when everyone is rushing, some ascending on the clouds and a scene full of fear, when the trumpets sound one after another, unending voices?